and Moed B'Knas is Potter, then the case by Moed B'Knas you're Potter. Because that's the Rav Shimon's Kasha back to Rabbanim. When the father goes to the man and says, listen, you were minus my daughter. So first the man that says, he denies it, I did not. And he swore false. And then he admits it. So the Rabbanim we have in our Mishnah says, the man has to bring Korban Shvua. So Rav Shimon says, why? Since it's Knas before Moed B'Din, since if the man would agree, at the beginning he'd be Potter to pay Knas, so how do you bring, make you bring Korban Shvua? Rabbanan Sav, Rabbanan Shita is no. Ki Kotova, Boisha Supagam Kotova. When the father goes to this man and says, you are minus my daughter, you know what the father was asking for? Not only for Knas, but he's also asking that you embarrassed my daughter. You made my daughter worth less. And that's money. So I'm asking you for money. And that, if the man denies it and swears false, it's called the Korban Shavua. Because he's denying, swearing false, money matters. Says so, but my kamiflagi, it's a good swara. So what's the machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanin? When the father asks the man and says, you're minus my daughter, he's asking him really for three or four things. So he's asking him really for both. He's saying, you're minus my daughter, you have to pay me knas, but also you have to pay me the boishas and the begam. So he's asking for two things here. So what's the machlokes? I'm a rapophis like this. Reb Shimon, sovar, loishovak inish midi de kayitz, vetova midi de kayitz. The Shimon's svar is the ikka, the main thing the father is asking for is for the kanas. Since the Torah says an exact amount of money, so you know for sure you deserve to get 50 shkolim, that's what you ask for. That's kayitz, that's an exact amount. People like to know what they're getting. So the main thing the father is asking for is for kanas. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, you're potter from the korban shvua, because the moed b'knas is potter. V'rabbonin sav, the rabbonin say no. Lo yishovak inish. People don't leave over, in other words, they can ask the main thing, they'd rather ask the main thing for the boishas and the begam. They'd rather ask something that's money, that if the person admits right away that he did live with your daughter, he has to pay you right away the boishas and the begam. He doesn't come potter from it. So that's the first thing you ask, rather, the Rabbanan hold, the person, the father doesn't ask right away for the kanas. But the father knows for the kanas it's possible, the person will be moider, and what do I gain from it? I can't get the money anyway. Moider b'kanas is potter. So when the father asks, his main tviya is the money matters. Therefore it's very good. The Rabbanan say, if this person swears false, that he wasn't minus your daughter, so the main thing he's denying is the money b'shus of b'gam. Then later, if he admits it, that's called a regular korban shvua, that you have to bring your sham zelus. That's the machlekes. What's the main thing the father was asking for? If Shimon holds, the main thing the father is asking for is the 50 shkolim, that he knows the exact amount. That's what hits his mind first. So he brushes in the begam, he doesn't know how much it's going to be, he doesn't know how much this, that, there's no value, he doesn't ask for that right away. His main mind is on the 50 shkolim. So if so, he's potter from the korban shvua. Maidi b'knas is potter. It's not called you being denying money, there's no chi of money yet. Rabbanan is the opposite. Alright, we'll stop here. Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph holding. Yeah, Daf Mem Gimel, four lines down. Verse says, Boi Mine Rebbe Yavino Merav Sheshes. Rebbe Yavino is the Shalach of Rav Sheshes. Bas Ha Nizoynes Menachem. A case a daughter is Nizoynes, she receives her food, her Nizoynes, Menachem from the brothers. In other words, a case where the father died. And the brothers Yashin, the Alacher is that the boy is the son, they Yashin. So the daughters, they don't get Yerusha. So the locha, sometimes that the daughters get fed, get mezainos from the brothers. They have to feed their sisters. So the Rashi brings down the cases that the batan is enes menachin, shekachu tanai ksuba. Sometimes that's a tanai in the ksuba, like we'll have later on. That bonin nukvin, the heve lechiminoi, the daughters you have for me, she says, she writes in the ksuba, in then you have a yasfin bevesi, they should have the right to sit like in my house. Or misna menichsei adit lochol gavron. They should have the right to be fed from your property, because even after the wife says to the husband, even after you die, I want to make sure that my daughters have a right to get fed from your nechosim. So locher is when the father dies, that the sons, they yarshin, they take off all his nechosim, just they have achrayis to feed these daughters. The daughters also have to get fed from the brothers. Now the shaila was in such a case, ma'isa yodeh lemi. In the case now the daughters do work, and they get a paycheck. Who owns the paycheck? Who does the Maisi Yadeo go to? Is the Makir Mount Kaima, do we say the brothers are like in the father's Rishus, just like the father's alive? So then I would say Mahasim, just like over there. Maisi Yadeo Liyav, that the Maisi Yadeim go to the father. The Lachur is calls the man, the father's alive. If the daughter works, the Lachur is, the paycheck goes to the father, calls the man, she's a Nara. But since the father has to feed her, therefore the paycheck goes back to the father. So the Sora should be the same thing here also, Achinam here also. Maisi Yadeo Yachin, here should be the same Svara, that the Maisi Yadeim go to the Yachin, to the brothers. Since the brothers are feeding her right now, so the Maisi Yadeim should go to the brothers. I do, maybe, Leidomi, no, it's not like it, Leidomi. Leidomi Liyav, it's not like the father. Hosa Matayi Mididei, Mrs. Noah. By the father is the one that's supporting his daughter. From the father's own money that he worked for, he has to give and pay the daughter to give him a zaynus. So therefore it's a svar to say that the father deserves back the paycheck. What the daughter works, the work that she does, the money goes back to the father. But hoch over here, lav miditu, Mrs. No. Over here though we say she doesn't have a zaynus from them. It's not the brother's own money that they're paying her. The pshat is the brother's now yashin the father. They're taking over the father's money. So since it's not their own money, that's a svara to say that it doesn't go to them. That's a svara. Maybe here by the brothers it's a little bit different. The brothers, it's not their own money they're paying her from. So therefore, maybe her ma'aseh yadayim, what she works, deserves to go to herself and not to the brothers. So that was his question. Again, when the daughter does work, who gets the paycheck? So Gemara says, Omale, we learned like this, Omale Tenisu, we learned. It says, Almono nizoines minichsi yisaymen. In case of an almono, when the husband died, so halacha is, when the husband dies, who yashins in the chosim? The son's yashins in the chosim. So the almono, she has also a right to get mizoines from the yashim, minichsi yisaymen. Is even after she collects the ksuba, it's a question if she's collecting the ksuba, yes or not, but it's part of the Tanai ksuba that she gets paid from the nechassim. Rashi says, Almon and Nizeres Nechti Simon, to Anami Tanai ksuba is also one of the Tanaim of the ksuba, Pirkin. At Yasva Bebesi, that the Tanai is, the husband writes to his wife, you have a right to sit in my house, or Misna Menichse, call you may Megra Amunasecha. Calls the man, you're in Amon, you don't remarry, you have a right to get paid from my nechassim. It's a question. Could be this before you collect this ksuba. This could be. But I call upon such a locha that Amon again is nizoinus mnichsi simon. The almona, when her husband died, she has a right to get mizoinus, the money she needs to live on, from the nechassim that the simon yashind. Or maisi yodeo. Now let's say the almona has a job and she makes some money. Shelahen. It belongs to them. So who you see that since they are feeding her, the money goes to them. So you see, Allah goes to them. The Rashi says, Alma we see, the Mokamav Kaima, we see that they're taking the Mokamav. That since the Yisoyimim now, the children are feeding the mother, therefore she works and gets a paycheck, the paycheck goes to them. So we're the same story should be over here also by Abbas, that the paycheck should go to the brothers. Tomorrow says, me dummy. No, maybe it's not like one to the other. I tell you, Almanoso, Lonichalei Biavocha. The Almana, maybe it's a Svara man, doesn't care so much that his Almana, his wife, should have Havocha, should have more than she deserves. In other words, the Tanai Ksuba was, what you need to live on, you have a right to collect from my children, from the Yisoyimim. But here, where she's making her own paycheck, she has her own money, and she's still getting fed from the Yisoyimim, maybe then the husband doesn't want Amona to have so much money by Vacha. So there it's a svara that the Maisi Yodel, what she works, should go to the Yisoyimim. But Bita, maybe Bita is different. Maybe by your daughter, maybe Bita Nichle by Vacha. Maybe it's a svara to say that a husband, the father, cares more about his daughter. And for his own daughter, there even though there's a Tanai, that the Yisoyimim, the sons, have to feed them, still if they work and get their own money, maybe the father was nicha that they should keep the money. You can't bring a proof from an Amona to Lach of a Bitoy. So Mara says, Lameyma, what do you want to tell me if so? The Bitoy Adif Lame Amonasai. That's fair to say,
that the bitoy sometimes is better off than the amon asay, that the father cares more about his daughter than he cared about his own wife, about the amona. For the Gemara, is that true? I view Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said like this, Amar Rabbi Yossi, that also almono eitzal habas. Right. Rabbi says, is that true that a husband likes his daughter more than his own almono? I view Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yossi, also almono eitzal habas. In the question where an almona and a bas both have a right to get money, so then maybe the almona comes like first class over the bas, kebas eitzalachim b'nechasim watim. The same way your bas and brothers have to do with nechasim watim. What does that mean in a case like this? Let's say the father dies, and he only leaves over a small amount of nechasim. Small property, small yerusha. And there are sons and daughters. So usually the halacha we had before was the sons yashin it, they get the money, and they have to support, give a certain amount of money to the daughters that they can live on. But let's say the whole Yerusha is very small. It's not enough to support both the sons and the daughters. So who gets the money? The halacha is the daughters get the money. It says there, Mahabas, just like by the daughter, Eitzalachin. When it's a question when the father died and it left over daughters and sons, so the halacha is Habas Nizainis. The bas, the daughters, they have a right to collect the money. They have to get fed from the money the father left over. But the achen and the brothers now is yishlo al apsachim. They have to go out and beg and knock at people's doors to get money to eat. So you see, when you have a son and a daughter, the daughter gets more than the son. When it's a small amount of Yerusha. Even though me derives to the son to yashin it, but since there's a tanai, the sons have to feed the daughters, that the corner was the daughters get the money, and the sons have to go yisho and ask money by the door. So the same halacha af al monetzal abas. The same type of a case, what's going to be, where the husband died, and he left over an amona, and he left over a daughter. And in a small amount of money, it's not enough to support both of them. So who gets the money to be supported from the father's nechasim? Halacha is al mona nizonis. The wife, she has first choice, she gets the money, she gets fed from the nechosim. The habas and the daughter now, tishal al apsochim, she has to go around and ask money from other people. So Churisi is svara that the almona receives the money before the daughter does. So you see, the father cares more about his wife than about the daughter. The almona has first rights over the money. So, if we see that when the almana receives mizaynus from the ach, from the yisaymin, she has to give them her maisi yadayim. So for sure it's a svara, when the bas gets paid from the yisaymin, and she gets a paycheck, that's for sure the paycheck should have to go to the yisaymin. Because the chur, you see, the husband cares more about the almana. So Mar says, maybe no, again, maybe there's no right. I'll tell you like this. Lin yin zilusam. Here it says elusive. There's no money. What do you have to do? You have to go around begging by the doors. So it's a big zilzla, it's a big busha, like embarrassment, to go around begging for money. So therefore, for the embarrassment, almanosa adifale. The husband cares more about his almana than he does about his daughter. That he would not like to see his almana have to go around begging on the doors. So therefore, the little bit of money that's left over, it's a svara he would want it to go to his almana and not to the daughter. Mashenkin l'nyan avrocha, in the case where there's enough money, they both get fed as much as they need. Now it's a question, when they themselves work and get a paycheck, so now they have more than they need, could they keep that money or not? So l'nyan avrocha, it's a svara maybe bitei adifalei. That kvart his daughter, she knows she's a young girl, she has a whole life to go through yet, she's going to need money, she has to get married, she has to look nice. So Mela for his bita, it could be a svara, the father's nicham, that she could keep her paycheck. Even though she gets fed from his nechasim, from the yisaymim, but still the father sometimes nicham bavacha, his nicham that the daughter should have more money. Even though he has an amana that he doesn't want, it's not his wife anymore, it's an amona. There he doesn't care if she has havach or not. Could be as long as she has what to eat. So the paycheck there has to go back to the assignment. But it's no proof how it would be by bitai. So we have no proof. Most of this now. Mosiv Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef has the kasha like this. Mosiv Rabbi Yosef. Maise yodeho, it says now Mishnah. Maise yodeho, when your father has his own daughter, and his daughter, she's a Nara still, or Ktano, the paycheck that she gets, a Maisi Odeho, or else a Mitzi Yosef, she goes and finds some things in the street, if she finds something. So it says in the Mishnah, even though the father didn't collect it yet, Meitzav, if the father dies, is Harei Yen Shalachin, Alachariz, it's Mumin, and it's considered as if the father had it already, and therefore whoever Yashin's the father, the brothers, they have a right to get Hom Ma'is Yodeho and Hom Mitzi Yosef. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So Chur Tzadik like this, Taima, what's the reason? Taima, the Bechayav, because the father was alive, she worked when the father was alive. This was the Ma'is Yodayim that she worked when the father was alive. Therefore, the money goes to a father, or if the father dies, it goes back to the Yacham, it goes to the Yisayim. But only because the work that was done when the father was alive. It's Mashmo, Liyacham Isasav, Mashmo, the paycheck that she gets for the work that she did after the father died, then Liyatzmo, that will go to her. Because if not, let the Mishnah say a Digi Chiddush. Not only the work that she did when the father was alive goes to the Yachin, but no matter what work she does, even later on, even after the father dies, still it goes to the Yachin. And the Mishnah's mashma only that calls the man the father was alive. The work that she did, then the paycheck goes to the Yachin. But mashma, the paycheck for the work after the father died, goes to herself. So of course, not like we wanted to say before. So Moshe says, my love is now Mishnah talking about even Bini Zaynus, where the daughter is getting fed from the brothers, and still it's mashma that the paycheck goes to herself. So we can see that a bita is different than amanosai. Must have like, because there's no proof in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about the shein and the zaynus. Our Mishnah is talking about where she did not have, where she was not fed. That therefore her paycheck stays by herself. Mashenka, in a case where the yachim feed her from the tnaik suba, it could be then in echnami the paycheck goes to the brothers. For the Gemara, even Shein and Nizoinus, if our Mishnah is talking about a case where she does not get fed from the Yachin, says so, Maila Memra, like what's the Chiddush then? Pshita, like her paycheck goes to herself. Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush over here? Like if she's not getting fed from the Yachin, and the father died already, so Pshita, whatever she makes, go to herself. What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah then? But Zafilu Lamandiyom, even according to Lamandiyom, it says, Yochol Arav Loim Eliyevit, that an Evit, the master, could say to his own Evit, I say, me, Vieni Zonach, I want you to work for me, and I won't feed you. Hani, me, Libi, Evit Kanani. That's only the law of an Evit Kanani. If you own an Evit Kanani, you have right to say to him, you have to work for me, and I'm not going to feed you. The like Siv Be'imcha, doesn't send a post like Imcha, like he's part of you. So therefore, you don't have to feed him, even though he works for you. Avel Evit Ivri, Mashenka, by regular Evit Ivri. The Yechzibbe, it says in the Pasuk, Imcho, that he has to be with us, so, Loi. So in Evet Ivri, the other Locher is in Evet Ivri, that if he works, Lamais, it stays by you. If he works, I mean, you have to feed him. That you have to be mating him. And if you don't feed him, his Mais Yudayim goes to himself, is Lechura Kol Shechein Bitoi, for sure your daughter, that the only time you're going to get a Mais Yudayim is if you feed her. But if you don't feed her, for sure, you're not going to get a Ma'is Yadayim. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah to say that after the father died, you're telling me now that the money goes to herself? Pshita, if the Yach and the brothers are not feeding her, pshita, the money goes to herself. What's the Chiddush? Even by an Evet Ivri, the money goes to himself. So I'm a Rav Barula. So I will answer like this. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is like this. Lo nitzucho elo lahadofa. I tell you, our Mishnah is talking about lahadofa, the extra money that she makes. Like this. Rashi says like this. Ladofa. Rashi says, Li'olam l'diyuka di lo'itzrach. We need our Mishnah for the Chiddush of our Mishnah itself. Li'ashmina to teach us. The Ma'isi Yodeho li'acha mi'sasav li'atzma. That the Ma'isi Yodeho, whatever she works, even after the father dies, still goes to herself. And also, u'b'shein and nizaynus, where she's not being fed from the brothers. So then the question was, what's the Chiddush? The loy tamer don't say like this. Schus shezich seter liyab bevitoi mamenu. This schus that the father has in his daughter is like a schus money. You have a schus money. Whatever your daughter makes goes to the father. So I would have thought this schus money is called money loy rishul abonim that could go over to the children also. That even after the father dies, the sons now the sons they have a right also to get this schus. The money of the daughter. Or the kasha loch, you have a kasha, but my tizizun, what is she going to live with then? Like that's pshita, if they don't feed her, she has a right to use her money to feed herself. not worse than an Eved Ivri. That if the master doesn't feed the Eved Ivri, he has the right to keep the money what he makes for himself. So I said, a Chiddush is like this, true. She's not being fed from the Yachin. And the paycheck, the money that she needs to feed herself, Abadi, she has the right to keep for herself. Ki Yitzrach, when do we need Lashmina? The Mishnah tells a Chiddush that the whole paycheck goes to herself, Li Hadofa, where she makes a big, big paycheck. Shemai Seyodea Oidif, Almazanaiseho, where she makes much, much more money than she needs to feed herself. Yitzrach Lashmina, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Like I would have thought to say, in a case where she makes a very big paycheck, that half of the paycheck is enough for her to live on. So pshita, avada she has the right to keep the money to live on. As much money as she needs to live on, avada she's allowed to keep that much money. That's not worse than an Eved Ivri. But the chiddush is this extra bonus that she makes a double paycheck like, so the extra money there, I would have thought, that's money that should go to the sons. The sons, the yash and the father. The schus the father has to get all the money the daughter makes. Maybe it's called the schus mamin, that the sons have the right to yashin. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, no? That when the father dies, the sons do not yashin that schus. When the father dies, whatever the daughter makes from then on belongs to the daughter. But again, only because she's not getting fed from the brothers. But maybe in the case where she's getting fed from the brothers, maybe the Nechnami, then her Ma'is Yadayah has to go to the brothers. So again, we have no proof. Moses says, Omar Rabbah, Rabbah said that Gavra Rabbah Kareb Yosef, Lo Yoda Dika Adofo Kameisif, because Rabbi Yosef still has the Kasha from our Mishnah. Like Rabbi Yosef was the one that has the Kasha from our Mishnah. So, didn't he know this to be a Teretz of Adofo, and still he has the Kasha Kameisif Yufta? So Mashmi didn't like this for Teretz of our Mishnah. Elo Omar Rabbah, Rabbah said like this, Rav Yosef Masnisin Gufa Kashale. He had a kasha in our Mishnah itself, but this is not a good terrace for our Mishnah. We'll soon see why. But it's still a kasha for our Mishnah. The kasha in the Mishnah is like this. Tiktoni, it says in our Mishnah, Maise Yodeho Mitsuyoso. Afa Pishla Govso. It says the Chiddush in the Mishnah that the Maise Yodeho, what the daughter works, or Mitsuyoso, anything she finds, even though she didn't collect the money yet, still if she worked before the father dies, then the money goes to the father. And the father dies, that money goes to the Yoshim. So the kasher is mitziyoso mimandriya. What's this lashon, even though she didn't collect it yet? Mitziya means something you find in the street. So she found it already. What does the Mishnah mean to say, even though she didn't collect it, still it goes to the father? Yeah, mitziyas you have already. Elolav, isn't it hochikomer? This is what the Mishnah means to say. Maiseyodeha kimitziyosa. The halachas of her maiseyodeha, what she works, whoever gets it, has the same halacha like her mitziyosa. Well, that's like when she finds something, whoever gets the mitziyas, that same person gets her maiseyodeha. What does that mean to say? Ma mitziyosa b'chayuav liyaf. Just like a mitziyah, something she finds, true. Calls the man, the father is alive, it goes to the father. Whatever the daughter gets, goes to the father. Liyacha misasav liyatsma. That's pshita mitziyosa, has nothing to do with the yoshim. That if she finds a mitziyah after the father dies, pshita belongs to her. Like that has nothing to do connected to the mizoynis that the yachim are feeding her. Even when the yachim do feed her, the mitziyasa, that for sure belongs to her. It's her own mitziyas. So I'll tell you, what our Mishnah means says like this. Af maisiyodea nami. The same thing her paycheck that she gets, b'chayu av liyaf. Calls the man, the father was alive, true, the father has the right to get it. But liyachim isas av, for when the father dies, liyatsma. It always goes to herself. Whether she's fed, whether she's not fed, her ma'isi yadayim are the same halacha like a mitzias. Shema mina. That's a good right for our Mishnah. That's what our Mishnah means to say. That the paycheck the daughter gets, the ma'isa always stays to her. After the father dies, it's not a schus that the father has in her to yashin to the sons. The son can't take over the schus. It's a special schus the Torah gave the father. Calls the man, the father is alive, he gets her paycheck. But as soon as the father dies, then any work she does after that, the paycheck goes to herself and not to the brothers. Even when she's fed from the brothers. Verses Itmanam, we also learn like this. Itmanam, Yom Rav Yehuda Marav. Bas ha-nizaynis menachim. Can a case where the father died, and the Yoshim, his sons, yashin him, and the Tanai Ketubah was that the daughters have a right to get fed from that Nechasim, from the Yerusha. In such a case, it says clearly, if she has a paycheck, even though she's getting fed from the brothers, still she keeps the paycheck. But this chus is not a Yerusha to give over to the sons. Amar Rav Kana, my time, what's the reason for this? How do we know? Maybe it's also called the chus mamin, that the father yashins it to his son. Like just so when the father dies, all his nechassim goes to the sons. Maybe this right that the father has to get the paycheck of his daughter also goes over to the sons. The pasuk says, "Visnachaltem oisam levnechem achrechem." Says by an eved kenani, if a father owns an eved kenani, then the father dies. It's the yerusha to the sons. The sons yashin an eved kenani the father has. So we dash like this: oisam levnechem. Oisam is an eved kenani that goes over to the children. But not a schus that the father has in his daughter, that does not go over to the sons. That's not the Torah Yerusha. Penechem, a schus the father has in his own daughter, that the father gets her maisi adeha, her paycheck goes to the father, that's not called the schus Yerusha. When the father dies, the sons don't take it over. Magid comes to teach us, shein odam moirish schus bita lebenoi, that a father, even though he has a schus in his own daughter, that he has the right to get her maisi yadeha, this chus is not a yerusha to go over to the son. The son, when the father dies, does not take over this chus. That's this pasuk. There's a chaltem oisam of nechem oisam means only an eved kenani. There's yerusha on, but for loy b'nai seichem daughters, there's no din yerusha on daughters. Maskev lo rov rabba. Rabbi has a kash like this. V'yema, maybe this pasuk is talking about the pito habas. Maybe the post is only talking about if a man was mafata, your daughter, that he has to pay the father the kenas. So maybe there's no din Yerusha to the sons. Or kenas is v'chavolos. Mashenki, maybe this chus bitoy, maybe this it does go over. Rashi says, the yoinis v'chavolos kosim adaber. Avo maisi yodeho, te midi de shriach, it happens often. V'chaskwe b'mamayna, and also it's a svara that since the brothers, the sons, are feeding her, like they're spending their money on her, it's a svara she should have to give them the paycheck. Maybe this paycheck does go to them. Maybe the pasuk only means a schus of knas from the daughter that was supposed to go to the father, when the father died doesn't go to the sons. If a man is manasi yisayma, we had before, the money goes to her? That's no yerusha to the sons. But maybe the yerusha, the schus of the maisi yodeh, what she works, that's a svara they should get. Mar says v'chein toner Rav Chanina. Chanina Taka learns like that. That what that the pitoy habas or kenosis v'chavos akosim medaber. The post is only talking about that the father doesn't yashin to his sons these chusim. The chus of somebody's manas your daughter or chavolas or kenosis that they don't take over. But it could be that the money of the maisi yodeh what she works, maybe that the sons do have a right to get. Another more sakasha. The chavolos, the chura chavolos. Sarah the Gufaninu. Chavola means somebody hits her, the pain that she received, that belongs to her, Rashi says. Sarah the Gufu. If somebody gives pain to her daughter, the money for that pain does not go to the father. If somebody gave the daughter pain, what you're paying back, like to make up for the pain you did to the body, that goes to her. And the money has to put away to make a school and make a fund for the daughter. So if so, how can you say chavolus? It's hard to say the father doesn't yashin it. The father doesn't have it himself either. Rabbi Yosef, Bachanina, we're talking about over here.